Random House Audio presents Moral Disorder by Margaret Atwood. Read for you by Susan Deniker. The Bad News. It's morning. For now, night is over. It's time for the bad news. I think of the bad news as a huge bird with the wings of a crow and the face of my grade 4 schoolteacher, sparse bun, rancid teeth, wrinkly frown, pursed mouth and all, sailing around the world under cover of darkness, pleased to be the bearer of ill tidings, carrying a basket of rotten eggs, and knowing, as the sun comes up, exactly where to drop them. On me, for one. At our place, the bad news arrives in the form of the bad news paper. Tig carries it up the stairs. Tig's real name is Gilbert. It's impossible to explain nicknames to speakers of foreign languages. Not that I have to do this much.
They just killed the leader of the interim governing council, Tig announces.
It's not that he's impervious to bad news. On the contrary, he's angular. He has less body fat than I do, and therefore less capacity to absorb, to cushion, to turn the calories of bad news, and it does have calories, it raises your blood pressure, into the substance of his own body. I can do that. He can't. He wants to pass the bad news on as soon as possible, get it off his hands like a hot potato. Bad news burns him. I'm still in bed. I'm not really awake. I was doing a little wallowing. I was enjoying this morning until now. Not before breakfast, I say. I do not add...